The music industry's latest attempt to lure consumers away from online file sharing is called the dual disc. That's a new recording format that works in both CD players and DVD players. So far, there are only about 130 dual discs on the market. But a new dual disc is about to go up on sale that's likely to draw a lot of attention to this new technology. Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports.
Bruce Springsteen's new album is called Devils and Dust. When it comes out tomorrow, it will be available only on dual disc. Put the CD side face down in your CD player, and you'll hear this.
I got my finger on the trigger, but I don't know who to trust. When I look into your eyes, there's just devils and dust.
If you flip the disc over and put it in your DVD player, you can watch a live performance of the same songs recorded in February. It's not the first album to come out only on dual disc, but it's a high-profile release and a sign that the record labels have high hopes for the new format. It's been 20 years since the music industry pushed the compact disc as a replacement for LPs and cassettes. That shift required consumers to buy new hardware in order to hear the new discs. That won't be the case with dual disc, says Thomas Hesse, president of global digital business at Sony BMG, which is releasing Devils and Dust.
This is the beauty of this particular product. No one has to go out and buy any new equipment. They don't. All the Springsteen fans can get this album, and those 60% who have DVD players can play it on that side, you know, using those features.
Dual discs sell for a few dollars more than CDs. The new discs are slightly thicker, and they won't play in some older CD players, a fact that will indeed frustrate consumers. But the industry is banking on the added features to coax consumers back to buying a physical object rather than downloading or copying a CD from a friend. To that end, the music industry could learn a lot from movie studios, which give consumers plenty of extra incentives to buy DVDs, says John Trickett. He's head of 5.1 Entertainment, an independent label that's released dual discs by Gene Simmons, Living Color, and The Big Fat Band, among others.
If you walk into today's record store, you have a CD selling for, let's say, $18.98. On the other side of the aisle, you have the latest Harry Potter movie, which is selling for roughly the same price. It has 6 hours of documentary, deleted scenes, games, web links. Where are we going to spend our entertainment dollar?
That is, if you plan to spend an entertainment dollar at all. Sony's Thomas Hesse insists that, at least for the time being, dual discs give consumers something they cannot get for free.
The content that you get on the dual disc, you can't really get on a peer-to-peer network.
Still, Hesse admits the new format is not impervious to copying, although he says safeguards on the DVD side of the disc will make it harder.
I'm not saying it's never going to be pirated or it's never going to be downloaded anywhere. I think this is all about speed bumps and about creating the right incentives.
That seems to be a change of course for an industry that has waged a very public campaign against online file sharing. The major record labels have sued thousands of people they accuse of sharing copyrighted material without permission. That approach has its limits, says Danny Goldberg, the former head of Warner Brothers Records, who now runs Air America Radio.
I don't think you can blame companies for wanting to enforce their rights, but I think that it's foolish to put all their eggs in that basket in terms of a go-forward strategy. There's only so much you can accomplish with deterrence. You got to ultimately positively market what you're doing and create products that people really want.
Like better music, says Goldberg. And the same holds true for the bells and whistles on the DVD side of the dual disc. Peter Fader teaches marketing at the Wharton School in Philadelphia.
My daughter's favorite band is Simple Plan, and she was just thrilled to get their new album.
Still Not Getting Any was the first release to come out only on dual disc.
There you go, you're always so right. It's all a big show, it's all about you. You think you know.
The DVD side includes lyrics, photos of the band, and a short documentary shot in the studio.
This is our gear. This is where we're going to be making the second record. Album number two.
She looked at the DVDs and videos on the other side, and she didn't like it at all.
So far, Fader says record labels have mostly filled the DVD side of dual discs with music videos and other material that they already produce. He thinks the labels will have to come up with something more compelling if they're going to win over skeptics like his daughter.
It's not like she or anyone else, to the best of my knowledge, is saying, ooh, dual disc, I got to get it that way. It's, oh, what's this other stuff on the other side? And then ultimately, they don't feel that rewarded by it. Not yet.
Still, Fader says it's encouraging to see the major record labels reaching out to their customers instead of suing them. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.